You do.
Okay. I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry the tape ran out. We were talking about. I asked you if you smoked meat, and you said you had smoked yourself,
I smoked
too.
The ham. Did you get that?
No, I didn't. I also didn't catch the joke that you made. You remember I asked you if you smoked meat, and you said, well, you smoke yourself. You smoked. Do you remember you said that you used to smoke yourself?
Maybe I've got, you know, I'm a little harder. You asked me about, you asked me, did you smoke? I thought you asked, did I ever smoke cigarettes?
That's right.
And I did.
That's right. And
but I quit about 6 years ago.
But that isn't on the tape, so that's why I wanted to ask
you
again.
Oh, yeah. Now you asked me
and then,
about smoking what?
Well,
meat?
Well,
hog meat.
And you say you did, I understand you say you did not smoke cigarettes, but you smoked a big...
Well, I smoked cigarettes, I smoked cigars,
both.
I smoked a pipe a little bit,
but
not too much, and I chewed tobacco.
I see. Uh-huh.
Not too much of that,
mm-hmm.
But I smoked cigarettes for many years.
Did you? Uh-huh. You rolled your own. Is that, did I hear you
yes,
say?
Yes, sir. I won't, never did fancy too many red rolls. I bought two cigarette rolls. They had a roller. You'd buy top tobacco or this other Prince Albert and put them in a cigarette roller. And we roll them. The factory had a little cigarette. You'd roll them just like you read a roll.
Mm-hmm.
I used to roll them and put them in cartons and smoke them. But I've done most of my rolling with my fingers.
I see. Uh-huh.
Roll the minimum with my fingers.
And then about the smoke. The smoked meat, then.
All right. Going to the poke meat, I'd kill them, cut them out, trim them up. I didn't smoke my side meat, but the joints. I'd smoke the shoulders and the halves. I'd put them in salt, let them stay there about 6 weeks was the rule. That it took through the bone. Then I'd take it up, brush it off, all the salt off it. In some cases, wash it and dry it and hang it up a day or two. Get me some hickory chunks or hickory sawdust, hang it up in an old house, smokehouse, and smoke it. My father's old rule wasn't smoking it at home, smoke it about a month. I tried to improve on it. I thought a whole lot of things he'd done, because he'd go off and tell us to do it. I thought a whole lot of it was unnecessary. So after I got to going to myself, I took some new ways, sort of shorter steps. I figured if it needed smoking, and smoking was good, I caught me a kind of a day like today, a foggy, dreary day, and got me some sawdust, and got me a little fire started with the hickory chunks, and to keep it covered with that sawdust, it wouldn't be nothing but smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But he smoked his in foul, bright weather, just like he did to start every day out. And I'd smoke mine, seemed like when the smoke would stick better. And I could get my meat yellow in 2 days smoking, and he could in 2 weeks smoking. He smoked it in 3 or 4 weeks, a little every day, a little double handful of chips raked up out there. But I'd get me a number 3 tub, an old big wash pot, and set him up on some bricks, and just fill that thing about had a full, just kept it up there all day. I never did smoke mine usually over 2 days.
Is that right?